Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Horta applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a pop-up towards first. Powell reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Andrews attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Leon reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Reichardt moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Leon is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to Cuellar covering. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing center field. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Leon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into left field. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. Horta moves to second. Grant Jackson now pitching. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to third. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharp. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Sharp steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson fires to first and has Kelly trapped. There's the throw to Bellinger who tags Kelly for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabal pinch runs for Bug Powell. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger bunts in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Cabal moves to second. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cabal moves to third. Coggins moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabal scores. Coggins scores. Grich moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Al Bumbry pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-4, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Bumbry scores. It's 7-4, Orioles. Cy Acosta now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Enos Cabal now playing first base. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Jeter pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.